Time now to look through the window of baseball for Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. We bring in our good friend Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, how are you today?
Doing well, Marty. How's it going?
Very nice. It's so funny. Baseball, Bruce, you never know what the story's going to be, but very similar things happen all the time. You know, phenoms show up, injuries happen, expectations are high. It's the rhythm of spring training, and I think I'm in it down here because for a few weeks everything was hunky-dory, and all of a sudden within about 48 hours they lost, you know, three key players. So it's part of what you go through down here.
Yeah, some friends of ours from San Francisco just arrived down there today, and they're going to be going to a bunch of games. And saying, your timing's probably pretty good because, you know, they're going to be looking at some players a little harder than they thought they might be, and there's a little bit of intrigue. It's certainly, you know, all but settled, and, things can change pretty quickly. Not to the Giants' liking necessarily, but it certainly makes it interesting.
Yeah, it should. Looking at Will Smith, how do you look at that injury and what that does to the left-handed side, and how significant do you think it is?
Well, it's got to be very significant if he's getting Tommy John surgery. I mean, you just write him off, like, forever until he shows up again. You know, I mean, that's really bad. I mean, you got to think about him for next year. But he was looking like, you know, the last lefty out of the bullpen, but I wouldn't say they're tremendously strapped there. They're gonna need some guys to come through. But I mean, the entire bullpen is really kind of like that. You know, between Osich and Okert and Guerin and Strickland and just, you know, Contos. I mean, it seems like we've seen all these guys look good. Derek Law, and we've seen him look not so good. Although Contos is pretty consistent, but. You just have to hope that three of those guys, you know, look like they can be reliable guys every night or two out of three nights or whatever. But it's pretty much in flux because, you know, the Giants have had the luxury of Affeldt and Lopez from the left side for so long you can't even remember when they didn't have it. But they have it now without them. And, you know, Will Smith was supposed to be that guy. So it's definitely a different kind of feeling.
Yeah, I tell you, Bruce, I think it's a significant injury. It puts Ty Block in a very interesting position. Number one, he backs up Matt Cain, who undoubtedly is going to get that fifth spot. He backs him up. Then he's a long reliever. And then he could be an eighth-inning guy or a seventh-inning guy to get a lefty out. So Ty Block all of a sudden becomes this, you know, a key guy on the staff.
Well, the funny thing is, let's just say, you know, he works out as a guy who comes in late. And they kind of expect him to come in late and get huge outs against big left-handed hitters, and you certainly don't want to take him out of that. And then if Matt Cain isn't going to be cutting it, and they want to replace him really bad, you know, what do you do? Do you go to a Block who's been throwing, you know, just a few pitches a night, and all of a sudden he's in the rotation? It's pretty tricky.
Well, you go to TB, Tyler Beede.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I'd love to see that. I mean, you never know about a guy's makeup until he takes him out before 50,000 people. But he seems like a really composed guy. He was certainly that way in college, and you know, watching him in the World Series, he's got pretty good makeup, I think. So he's confident, sort of like Arroyo. He looks like he wants to be there, like he belongs. So we'll see.
Yeah, Virgie, when you said 50,000, you made me nervous. I know we have 500,000 listening to us every weekend, so I try not to think about it. All right,
yeah.
Bruce Jenkins with us. I think you're right, Tyler Beede. I think we both are right. Matt Cain's going to get those starts, and we'll see what happens. And you're right, if Block has that position. Now, the other one, Bruce, and the one they'd be concerned about a little bit is Nunez.
Yeah.
He had not only one cortisone shot in his shoulder, he had two. Can you have that much wrong with your shoulder?
I just had two in my right shoulder last week.
Really? All right.
I've got about 68 things wrong with me right now. It's not good, but it's an uncomfortable process. But, yeah, I mean, for me it was the AC joint and the bursa, and, you know, you got the rotator cuff and labrum. There's a lot of stuff going on in there. But I hadn't heard too often where a pitcher or anyone got two, but it's probably a lot more than they revealed. But, yeah, that's you know, cortisone shots can be tricky. They can keep you going for even a month, or they wear off pretty quickly, and you're right back to where you were. So, third base is pretty interesting, to say the least.
Yeah, the bench is now getting to be a little bit more clear, I think. You got Gorkys Hernandez, you get Hundley, you have Gillespie. Those are givens.
Yeah.
Now with Nunez maybe a little shaky, maybe Aaron Hill becomes a little more solidified, and they still like Jimmy Rollins. You know, as I like to say at spring training, they're still here. You know what I mean? If you're still here, you know, you got a shot, and Rollins is still here. Tomlinson is still here. Chris Marrero is still here. Ruggiano is still here. So there are still, you know, that mix is not complete yet. It really isn't.
Yeah, well, if he goes with 13 pitchers and it's a four-man bench, that to me is
no,
really...
He won't do that. He can't do that.
Yeah, well, good. I mean, because you got to have at least five guys on the bench. But I'm kind of liking Hill over Rollins right now. He's a little younger. He's looked better. You know, Rollins is definitely at the end of the line, and he's a good guy to have around, no doubt about that. But Hill, you know, he's been around as well. You know, I like that about Hundley, too. He fits right in there, but... Morse is out of the picture now. He's going to be working on that hamstring for a while.
Yeah.
I like Tomlinson too. I mean, he does an awful lot of things. It's going to be. But I think that overall, I think the bench will be good. I think it'll be a little more useful than Bochy's had to work with in recent years. Assuming especially Hundley stays healthy, and so we'll see how it works out.
No, I agree. It's a more versatile bench, and whenever you pick that 25th guy. You want that 25th guy to be able to bunt, run, and do things because you can't have the 25th guy who unfortunately is one-dimensional. You know, those days of baseball, the Jerry Lynch's and Smokey Burgess's and, you know, Manny Motors, those days are over. You got to be able.
Yeah, I lament that too. You can't have a Matt Stairs.
Yeah, it's true, but you know, you get four at bats a week. You know,
yeah, those guys can win you a lot of games or help you decide a lot, and that is. Sad. We've talked about that many times, and the pitching staffs only seem to grow. So that is a kind of a pipe dream, unless they expand the rosters, which I've advocated for years.
Yeah, we'll be talking about that till we're blue in the face, I think. Bruce Jenkins with us. Always nice to have Bruce with us. The WBC was a huge success this week. And for Brandon Crawford, everything went well for him and Posey, and nice things happened.
Yeah, I just love what they had to say when they came back on the clubhouse and people are asking him how it was. And, you know, Posey was so excited. I mean, he says, geez, you know, let's make it part of the Olympics, which really isn't very feasible, you know, in the middle of summer, 2 weeks off. The Olympics go almost a month. But he was so excited, he was willing to hear any old option. You know, they've talked about July sort of replacing the All-Star break. I don't like that because, you know, once you get into the season – you know, people talk about how the WBC feels more important than anything, and that's definitely true in spring training, but it's not going to feel that way in July if you're the Dodgers and Giants in a big race. It just won't, and guys are going to want to take the break that they're always accustomed to taking. So I see an awful lot of bailouts there. I don't love it where it is now, but I think where it is in March is probably the best. And, I mean, so many players from all the countries have just talked about it as, you know, one of the best experiences of their lives. And they had guys who, like Jim Leyland said, the American team had guys who wanted to be there, and that's the kind of guys you want. I mean, you know, Posey could have been upset about not starting that final game, but he knew that he was trading off with Luke Roy. He was fine with it, and just the feel of it, and the camaraderie, and the playing for your country, it really did rub off on guys more than ever this year.
Yeah, it did. Hey, one last thought for you. Kinsler said, you know, play the game we play it. You know, the old we've been there before. Don't get animated. And here we go again, polarizing the different ways of playing baseball.
Well, there's too many guys in the bigs who feel that way. There's too many guys who want to police stuff like that. But I think, you know, gradually we see more and more exuberance being tolerated, more and more bat flips, crazy home run trots, fist pumps. Whatever. And, you know, kids who are watching the WBC, they got to love these guys going crazy. I think they want to go out and play just the same way. Somebody drives in a run, these 16 guys pour out of the dugout. You know? This is great. I mean, it's supposed to be a fun game, but, you know, you get grown men playing it and you get guys who are pretty cranky, you know. but I think gradually it's going to get better, but certainly not overnight. We're going to be right back to the old way here. But I think as the years go on and kids get more and more, it becomes more and more accepted to let yourself go. We'll see a difference.
Well, all right. Have a good afternoon, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. One last show tomorrow, then back home we get it underway a week from Sunday, Bruce. It all starts. So enjoy
Sounds
the day.
Good. Sounds great. Yeah. Thanks, Marty.
All right. Take care. All right. That's Bruce Jenkins. More coming up. KMBR 680, the sports leader.